Thank you, folks. Good night.
Don't play the laughing boy. There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Say, Mr. Kelly.
Yes, Mr. Hayes.
I am looking for innovation and fresh modern ways. We're reaching out a helping hand. Our readers understand and feel secure, know what to do when money walks in and talks to you about co-ops and condos and retirement. We're always there to help when trouble starts. If it's Kios or commodities
or home improvements or properties,
keep listening when money talks. And now, Mr. Kelly.
Yes, Mr. Hayes.
We're imparting the information to build brighter days. We say so much and say it well to help our eager clientele to be confident, know what to do when money walks in and talks to you about taxes, on trust funds, on new trend lines. You'll be prepared when opportunity knocks. How to buy those bonds well under par, to the best financing for. Keep listening when money talks. When you want the best, then be advised. Our media buying is computerized.
We're second to none. We're standing tall. We really do outperform them all.
imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal. With Cody Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. We talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
No, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Was a god.
Oh, let's get some.
A white
party.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Mystified me. was a New York City beat. She came on flash, monster mash, motors in her feet. Now we moved out of Manhattan to a home on Brooklyn Heights. A jazz street punk and a monster truck, but we made it out all right. To the speed of the city. I said, give me my ticket. I'm too scared to stay with my little whiskey. Such a thing. Now she really tried her hardest just to make me leave the band. Square stand. Oh, thank you, little whiskey. But me and my friend gotta eat. So get back to school or the typing room. Just get yourself out on the street. Send you victorious, happy and glorious. You've got the stardust, the sawdust and the smile. Don't lose your sleep.
10,997, take two.
Faithful reproduction of sound. Brilliant highs and rich low notes. The vivid realism of the orchestra right here in front of you. The sound you're hearing is achieved not only by musicians, but also by the creative effort, technical know-how, and the recording industry's many priceless secrets, making your records come alive like this. Few people, except artists and technicians, are permitted behind closed doors at a recording session. But we're going to open those doors and learn how these exciting sounds are created.
Okay, boys, from the top.
The conductor begins his rehearsal, even though he's forced to hear his orchestra as an audience never will. Notice how different it is to the ears of the conductor in the studio. Even though this is the same music you heard in the overture a moment ago, now you're hearing it just as the musicians and the conductor must, completely out of balance. Inside the booth, things are beginning to happen, because balancing an orchestra is the job of the producer and the engineer. They control over a dozen strategically placed microphones. With these, they can correct a poorly balanced sound like this, where the brass overpower the orchestra. And bring every section into its proper perspective like this. Better, but still not a sound that satisfies the producer's trained ear. For he not only balances the sections, but also every instrument within a section, each on a separate mic.
All right, let's try to get a balance on the rhythm section. How about starting with the bass?
Okay, Bob.
Sometimes forgotten when producers reach into their bag of tricks for special balancing techniques.
We're not getting a good dance sound. Let's bring up the rhythm.
Record companies constantly try to startle the public with their revolutionary new sound. Often ear-shattering. And sometimes a more subtle blending to create a special tone color.
a little bit low. The vibes are good now. Let's bring in a little more clarinets. That's a little too much clarinets. Drop them a shade. Yeah, that's a lot better.
String spot?
Okay. Let's take the pickup to bar 13. Strings only.
Besides balancing with microphones, engineers must choose the correct type for each instrument. Here's how a microphone of the finest quality, but one normally used for piano pickup, might sound if it were mistakenly used to record strings. With the proper microphone. Mics are set. The engineer turns to another element, reverberation or echo, to add new dimensions. Most studios, because of rigid soundproofing requirements, produce an acoustically dead, colorless tone. Using echo chambers, the engineer can add any amount of echo, even too much, making our orchestra sound as if it's playing in Grand Central Station. But with just the right amount of reverberation, the dimension of realism is attained. Sometimes tape repeat echo can be used in place of echo chambers for special trick effects, like this. Or, for people from outer space, listen to it backwards. Other tools available to the engineer, such as equalizers and filters, can be used to alter sounds in various ways. Here, the engineer takes the sound back to 1925. Which brings us up to date. No matter how many engineering tricks the producer uses, he still can't make a record without musicians. Striving for perfection, the orchestra is now on take 11. But because recording sessions place everyone under extreme tension, accidents can still happen.
Carl, but it was great up to the clamp. Let's pick it up from there and we'll intercut later.
At this point, a new skill is introduced when we meet the tape editor, who splices several pieces of tape from many performances to create the one perfect master tape. Here he replaces the one bad phrase with the phrase properly played so perfectly that it will fool even the most experienced ear. The session continues. Musicians, engineers, conductor, producer, and many others have combined to create a polished performance from the crude sound we first heard. Microphone balance, equalization, reverberation, intercutting, and the many other secrets of engineering have all played important parts in reaching the finished master take.
Sounds like we have a master.
Great. Let's rewind it and hear a playback.
Rewind. And now we're ready to hear the final product.
Rolling B10,997, take 12.
Thank you. Darren Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio.
Red lights on again in the studio, all right? Okay, a bit of respect. 1, 2, 3, 4.
one, two, three, four.
Hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight on RadioValencia.fm.
Something about a Monroe man in
never love you and leave you if he can. The chills that go up my spine, he'll whisper, sign and cosign. There's something about a mom, oh man. There's something about a Monroe man. The way he tries to explain his selling plan. Although his roots may be square, he's something right out of hair. There's something about a Monroe man. I dig his scientific floating notations, his factorials and reciprocals are such an education. There's something about a Monroe man. I know that I'll always be a loyal fan. Smoother than vermiché, Destiny he may be his slave. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. There's something about a Monroe man. He'll never turn out to be an also-ran. He's suave and tutu blaze. Wonder I'm in a daze. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. There's something about a Monroe man. If he blows in my ear, I'll follow him to Japan. His voice is as clear as a bell. He's got me under his spell. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. I dig his scientific loading notations, his factorials. About a Monroe man, I know that I'll always be a loyal fan. With fate, I could never fight. He's cool, but he's dynamite. His style of loving is something
for all creatures.